Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This podcast is sponsored by Secure Trust Federal Credit Union. Our goal is to provide prompt, courteous, and friendly service to each member or prospective member to ensure that every person is guided toward financial independence by setting up a workable savings program. We have been consistently awarded the Bauer Financial Report's highest rating for the past several years. Secure Trust Federal Credit Union has two locations to serve you, the main branch located in South Haven and our other branch located in Senatobia. Visit www.securetrust.org for more information.
And now here's your host, Aaron Cozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cozort, and today we have with us Michelle Henley, and you are a part of the school board. You are also the president of the South Haven Rotary for the current term, and you're also a owner and operator of a business. Tell me just a little bit about your background.
I'm Michelle Henley, like you said. My husband and I have owned our own business for 27 years.
Congratulations.
In South Haven. Thank you. He is the COO. I am the CEO, and I am on District 2 school board member with DeSoto County Schools. I'm just starting my second term at the beginning of January this year.
That's great.
Thank you. I am the current president of South Haven Rotary Club.
Well, sounds like you've got your hands full. So tell me a little bit about your background here in South Haven.
I grew up actually in Horn Lake. I was in Horn Lake until I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And we moved to South Haven. And my husband and I have lived in South Haven since we got married 32 years ago. And we've had a few different homes, but we've lived in the city our entire married life.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
You know, as a business owner, you know, you look at the things that you get involved in and the things that you do to help promote the business. How has the chamber been a significant part of your business?
Well, the chamber, it really likes to promote mom and pop businesses, mm-hmm. and that's what we really appreciate, is a mom and pop business being, you know, promoted through our city in
right.
any way that maybe other businesses might be needed. We are an industrial business,
mm-hmm.
so that really helps having that collaboration with other businesses
right.
to help our business grow.
You know, and that's one of those things that I know Debbie here at the Chamber loves to say, is that relationships are the beginning of commerce. And so, you know, as you look at your work with your business, but also with the school board and with the Rotary,
yes.
you know, this is an opportunity to build those relationships, but also to give back. And I think that's an important thing to remember, is as business owners, business operators, we're not all just about business. We're also about making sure the community thrives and grows. Tell me about the Rotary and your work with that. Tell me, first of all, what is the Rotary for those who may not know?
The Rotary Club is a civic organization that our number one goal is to serve our community. We do that in so many ways. We serve through our schools. We serve the students in our schools. We do scholarships at the end of each year for seniors, mm-hmm. outgoing seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We also serve in many of the different capacities. We've served with the Dream Center. We've served with Hunger to Hope. We've served with Heartland Hands. We helped with Affordable Christmas this past year. We actually are part of District 6800, which
mm-hmm.
it also includes Memphis, so we were able to volunteer with the Collierville Balloon Festival to raise
great.
Funds. So,
great.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, as we think about business and civic organizations and how they impact one another, what are some of the things you're excited about for 2024 with the Rotary?
Oh, our number one goal is to expand our membership.
Right.
That is our number one goal. We during COVID, we took a little bit of a hit, and we've kind of diminished in our numbers a little bit. But the main thing is growth with our membership, and also finding maybe ways to serve that are not that don't get a lot of attention.
Sure.
Maybe different areas in our community that we can serve, and we'll serve anywhere. We don't care.
Well, that's one of the great things about the Rotary Club is, you know, it's very much a service focused organization, and looking for opportunities and ways to make an impact, yes, to help and to serve the community.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
Let's kind of switch gears just a little bit and talk about the schools. With your position on the school board, how are South Haven's schools going, or how are the schools in the area going? Mm-hmm. And then also, what are some of the things looking forward to here in 2024?
Oh, the schools are going great. We are the largest school district in the state of Mississippi, so that creates a total different set of challenges for us. But we have our administration and our teachers, they do a phenomenal job of keeping our schools on a good path.
Right.
We were recently named an A school district by the state of Mississippi, so that is what we always like to hear.
Yes.
But as far as for the next year, just preparing for the growth. I mean, the building around DeSoto County is phenomenal. So that will increase. We're 35,000 students roughly.
Oh, wow.
And we are preparing for the growth every day. We've been doing this since I was on the board, and we'll continue to do it. We have added SROs in every one of our schools over the past couple of years. We're adding additional ones at our middle and high school, trying to work with our police departments and sheriff's department to get those all covered for two officers per
school. That's great. So those resource officers are able to have visibility into the things going on in the school and also be able to serve. And they're kind of also a bridge to help students get connected to the things that the safety areas of the city are involved in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our number one goal for our SROs is to develop a relationship with our administration, teachers, and especially the students. We think at a young age, you know, we have them from the primary schools on up, and we really want them to develop those relationships. That way it alleviates any issues with discipline or anything like that we might have.
Yeah, and you know, as you think about that, you know, children, especially as they're developing, formulate in their mind what certain position or a certain type of individual that works in public safety does, and that is able to, through those relationships, you're able to build a positive attitude towards things like the South Haven Police Department and other functions of government. And I think that's important as community grows and develops, that those positive attitudes are the first attitudes that, you know, come out of those relationships.
Absolutely. And we really see it in our younger schools. The SROs that are there, they have really embraced their role as being that visible member of the police department. So, yes.
So what are, just outside of those things, just from your perspective, what are some of the things you're interested in and looking forward to in 2024?
Oh, like I said earlier, we have two foster children. We have four daughters of our own. I guess just enjoying our city as a whole, you know, enjoying the things that South Haven has to offer, really volunteering, finding ways to incorporate our children into that also.
Right.
That's very important to me, is letting them not only see me and, you know, our family volunteer, but have them come alongside of me in whatever ways we can to make our community better, and just seeing what we have going on. We look forward to everything we're going to do next year.
One of the things you just mentioned there is important is as parents raise children, one of the important things to do is bring them along. And sometimes there's opportunities to do that are creative, and business as well as in giving back and in community-related and civic-related things. Taking the time to bring that next generation along with you and give them exposure to those ideas, give them exposure to those opportunities, and then help them grow into those opportunities themselves. What would you say to someone who's maybe interested in getting involved with the Rotary Club? How could they begin and how could they get involved and start giving back inside the community through the Rotary Club?
Well, first thing is we'd love to have them visit our Rotary Club. We meet the second and fourth Thursday of every month from noon to one. Come be our guest, have lunch with us, meet other civic-minded members of our organization. And then really our goal is to make sure that if that's what you would like to do as a business member or a member of the community, make sure that we have like-minded people, who want to serve and want to be there.
Right.
Because it's not an in and out type of organization. It's a long haul.
We want
people to link arms with us and stay with us.
Absolutely. Well, that's great news. And on the school board side, if someone has concerns or things that they would like to communicate to the school board, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can go to the website, DeSoto County Schools. All of our, depends on where you are in DeSoto County.
Sure.
We all have different districts.
Right.
You can go. You can reach out to our secretary down at the county office. We also have each of our board members' information on there, so you can contact us. Normally, we're a liaison. If someone has an issue, normally what we do is point them in the direction of who they need to speak with, whether it would be, we may even say, you need to speak back to your principal, depending on if it's a school issue. So, and sometimes it's the superintendent, and sometimes it's someone just in county office that can answer that question pretty quick.
Well, that's great. And it kind of highlights the central theme of what we've talked about here at the Chamber quite often is that relationships and knowing who to talk to is often the key to success in business. It's
Absolutely.
The key to success in the community. And so we're very grateful to have you on with us here at South Haven Business Beat. We're glad that we had the opportunity to have this conversation, and we hope that you have a successful 2024 at the Rotary, at the DeSoto County Schools, and in your own business. Michelle,
thank you.
It's been great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's been wonderful to be here.
And it's good to have you with us again, and we appreciate your time every time you join us for South Haven Business Beat. We hope that you will look for opportunities to serve in the community here and also take the opportunity to check out the South Haven Rotary Club and make sure to stay involved in all the opportunities to serve, give back, and grow as we take part and as we grow here in South Haven, Mississippi. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.